Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
But I decided I would explain a little bit. Michelle Obama has been doing a fair amount of media recently, and she sat down with Tracee Ellis Ross, you know, Diana Ross's daughter, the actress, you know, from Black-ish and whatnot. Well, they talked about a bunch of things. And it was, I did not listen to the whole conversation. I kind of want to, but, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of stuff I can listen to. You know, do I listen to that or do I listen to, you know, the Escambia County School Board meeting? Well, you know, school board meeting seems a little bit more important to my audience, so I listen to that instead. But this I thought was fascinating, okay? So in this conversation, Michelle Obama, former First Lady, and Tracee Ellis Ross, we're talking, well, there's just no good way to set this up. This is Michelle Obama.
Let me explain something to white people.
Always a good start. Can just, okay, not to be this guy, but, you know, well, what if it were the other way around? You know, like, can you imagine a white woman saying, let me explain something to black people?
Right.
But at the same time, okay, well, explain on, dear.
Let me explain something to white people. Our hair comes out of our head naturally in a curly pattern. So when we're straightening it to follow your beauty standards, we are trapped by the straightness. That's why so many of us can't swim and we run away from the water. People won't go to the gym because we're trying to keep our hair straight for y'all. It is exhausting and it's so expensive and it takes up so much time.
So, first of all, I don't, you know, I don't dispute her. She's not lying. She's not making it up. What's weird about it, though, is if you think of black women who have had success in their lives and reached a fairly high level of social credit, power, influence, whatever, I mean, Michelle Obama's at the top of this list. Right? I mean, she's the former First Lady. She's widely perceived to be somebody who, if she decided to run for president, she could have a good chance of winning the nomination, easy, winning the presidency, maybe, widely liked, widely disliked. But, you know, usually the people who dislike Michelle Obama dislike her for, you know, her politics. They don't dislike her because it's like her. You know, some people you dislike because of the personality. And that's not usually the case with her. And, I mean, you know, there are very few people who are, you know, liberals and dislike Michelle Obama, right? Which is evidence that it's not the personality, it's the politics, right? So, anyway, for a woman like that to say that this whole time, nevertheless, she goes with a hairstyle that she feels she has to do because you couldn't handle the natural afro style that she would have is a weird admission, because people who have power, and she clearly has lots of power, can lead by example. And the thing, listen, you can say you're trapped by the straight hair, the expectations, the fitting in, the what people want and do not want. And again, I don't think any of that's wrong. I think there, you know, white people do have negative reactions to a lot of, you know, natural or semi-natural black hairstyles. That's all true, okay? The stuff about discrimination against hair, the Crown Act, all of this in the military, outside the military, all of that. She's not wrong about any of it. All I'm saying is, if you are a woman at your level of power and prominence in the world, how do you fix a bias? How do you solve a negative stereotype like the straight hair thing? Well, wear it natural. Break the expectation. You're not going to get people past their bias until enough people are actually doing it that way. And so I think it's odd that she's lamenting this thing that she's actually in the position to maybe have some power to fix. That wasn't the clip that got the most attention, you know, out of this whole conversation. That was just kind of warm up, okay? The stuff that really got a lot of attention was when they were talking about being a first lady. And this is, again, Tracee Ellis Ross asking the question.
You stepped into a role that carried a preconceived idea of femininity and wifedom that was founded on the landmines of racism and misogyny.
What being a wife, being the first lady is founded on racism and misogyny? Okay, well, I mean, we learned something about Tracee Ellis Ross, which she her wokest view of the world. But here goes.
What the first lady wears is one of the main ways, which you've already said, that a first lady is talked about. It comes with so much historical expectation. How do you feel about the fact that the first lady is an archetype for wifedom and femininity?
Yeah, I don't agree with that. don't agree with that. It's, you know, it is a completely throwback on. It's a definition that has no current status in how women actually show up in the world today.
Well, that's a weird word salad. What I think she's trying to say is the traditional first lady notion isn't me, doesn't fit me, and doesn't fit the modern woman. I would agree, certainly, with it doesn't fit her and probably doesn't fit a lot of the modern women. Of course, Melania is a very much a traditional first lady, right, if you want to think of it that way. I just think that her denial that the first lady serves as an archetype for, what did she say, for womanhood or for wifedom?
How do you feel about the fact that the first lady is an archetype for wifedom?
Oh, I mean, it completely is. Just like a former first lady and how she wears her hair is a form of illustration, the way the first lady behaves as first lady is clearly in our culture an example of how wives could or should behave. I mean, it's the most prominent couple in the land for 4 years, right? I mean, it just is. Now, she as first lady was different than, say, a Rosalind Carter or a Babs or even a Melania, and that's her power. That's her prerogative. She can be a different kind of first lady. She can set a different tone for what, you know, wifedom is. And she did. She was different than some of the others. So I don't really understand the denial that that's true. We'll come back to this in just a second because it's about to get to the part that's the fun part. So far, it's just warm up. Okay. So far, it's just warm up. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by ECUA. Bulk Waste Services now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Back to rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110, 90, 98. Everything is flowing smoothly so far this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, here we go, John.
All right, I'm ready.
I gave you a little bit of warm-up on this conversation. This is the part, and it was immediately following the last clip, but this is the part that got most of the attention.
Do you think that that impacts the room that we've made for a woman to be president?
Well, as we saw in this past election, sadly, we ain't ready. That's why I'm like, don't even look at me about running, because you all are lying. You're not ready for a woman. You are not. So don't waste my time. You know, we got a lot of growing up to do. And there's still, I'm sadly, a lot of men who do not feel like they can be led by a woman, and we saw it. What was the question?
I just said, so, we don't need to ask it again. You answered it.
So the reason Kamala Harris didn't win is because there's too many men who wouldn't vote for a woman to be president? No. Although there's some. Just like I'm sure there are some white people who wouldn't vote for a black candidate and some black people who would prefer not to vote for a white candidate. But I'm sure there are men who wouldn't vote for a female to be president. But you also understand that there are some women who really hate men and don't want to vote for a man to be president will vote for any woman. That's true, too. You know, sexism can go both ways. Ask a feminist. Here's a fun test. This is just like if you really want to mess with somebody, like if you're feeling ugly and you want to get sent to HR, you can just find a feminist and just ask them casually, hey, what do you think women are better at than men? And they'll give you a list and then say, oh, what do you think men are better at than women? And they'll look at you like you said the sky was purple, you know, or red, you know, like, oh, so sexism only goes one way, huh? All right, just curious. Anyway, back to the point. So the reason we didn't elect Kamala Harris was because she's a woman? No, the reason we didn't elect Kamala Harris is because she's a terrible candidate. I mean, genuinely horrid as a candidate. And you know this. Democrats who don't want to admit this, you know this. Because Trump is not the, what's the word I want, ideal? I mean, for some. But do you know how many Republicans wished they had a different person to vote for than Trump? How many Republicans can't stand Trump? Whether they voted for him or didn't, can't stand him, right? Okay. And Democrats hate him. His negatives are huge. So you had a candidate as beatable as Trump who had an insurrection in his background and convictions, whether you believe they're fair or not, and had impeachments in his background. And you still couldn't beat him? Not because it's a woman, but because it's a terrible candidate. I mean, Michelle Obama, my opinion, Michelle Obama could have won this election. There's plenty of women could have won this election. But, and by the way, the same people who you say wouldn't vote for a woman did in fact vote for, what's that woman who ran for president from South Carolina? I think maybe she was a governor. Maybe she was an ambassador. Maybe she was one of the final three in the Republican. It wasn't Ron DeSantis. That's a guy. It was Nelly or Nancy or, oh, Nikki Haley. And how many Republicans have you ever heard say, and they have said, would eagerly vote for Condoleezza Rice? Right? We found women in the past that we would support, even current women who we would be willing to support. Do you think that Nikki Haley lost to Trump because she's a woman? No, she lost to Trump because Trump had a bigger slice of popularity, was offering a vision that people wanted. There was backlash against Democrats' oppression of him. She was perceived by some to have been too moderate or too liberal for the Republican nominee. I mean, there's all kinds of reasons, but it wasn't because she was a woman. So this nonsense that Kamala lost and therefore you shouldn't run for president, not that I am encouraging her to run because I do fear that she could win, but this... self-pitying nonsense. Every candidate has negatives. Every candidate has bigotry against them. Every candidate has things that you're not going to be able to make everybody be an even objective observer. Get over it. Trump's old. Kamala's young, by contrast. So what? You know? Well, some people didn't vote for him because he's old. Some people didn't vote for Biden because he's old. So what? Get over it. Doesn't prove anything about whether we'd elect a female president. In fact, I mean, how many people do you know, men in addition to women, who would be eager to elect a female president just to do it? Lots. How come you ever talk about that?
So,
femininity, wifedom.
Yeah. I mean, I think we still have growing to do in that regard. And
growing starts at home.
You know, we can see how progress can be made and things can be snatched back when it comes to us owning our power as women.
I'll say it again. I said it before many times. I think Michelle Obama is very well liked. She sometimes does say some silly things. But they're not silly because she's a woman or because she's black. They're just silly things. And Kamala Harris was a terrible candidate. If somebody like Michelle ran, or some other woman who was equally capable or competent or likable or whatever, I think she'd have a good chance to win. So this notion that a woman can't be elected president, it might have been true 30 years ago. I just don't think it's true today. And certainly this election doesn't prove it. 723 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson. No person needs to pursue pride. Carnal pride is the natural resting place of a person's heart. In contrast, 1 Peter 5:6 calls people to humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Notice that the task to pursue humility is given to us. It says, humble yourselves. So what's your plan to humble yourself? I suggest that that plan should begin with the phrase, under the mighty hand of God. What good thing do you have that you didn't receive from God's mighty hand? The answer is nothing. Humility begins with the realization that every positive thing I am and every good thing that I have is all because of God's lavish grace through the provision of His mighty hand. Pursuing humility starts with praising God. Be sure to take time to humbly adore Jesus for His grace in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary. And you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified accountants at Banakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Banakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Banakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Banakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Banakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Banakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. to find out what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Where are you from, boy?
Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, sir.
Ah.
Only two things come out of Oklahoma. Steers and queer. Which one are you, boy?
All the movies that wouldn't quite be made the same today. 7:26 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. John Pickens, welcome back, John.
Thank you, sir.
Got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They have joined Russell Landscape Group, combining trusted local service with regional strength to deliver exceptional landscape construction and maintenance across the Gulf Coast. Give them a call at 770-446-3552. No accidents to report to you right now if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. We're starting to see our typical delays at this point. Also, Highway 90 southbound, seeing some minor delays as you approach Pensacola. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody texted, and I think Kamala was a horrible choice for president. Honestly, to me, she comes out as being stupid. Totally would have voted for Condoleezza Rice or Eve. Kamala was a horrible choice. I don't know if I made that clear. Would have totally voted for Condoleezza or even Michelle Obama. Michelle wouldn't be my first choice only because she always seemed angry, but would love to have seen Eleanor Roosevelt as president. Somebody else said, Michelle was right about everything except the trying to please white people part. I straighten my daughter's hair. Black woman, I assume, or at least has a black daughter. I have a dear friend who's white. They adopted black kids. She married a black guy, so black kids and deal with this all the time. She says, I straighten my daughter's hair because it's easier to deal with when it's straight. And that's all. It's hard to comb long, curly hair every morning before school with everything else. And she doesn't want it short, so we straighten it. I thought, interesting. You know, just as a time-saving measure. 437-1620, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. President Trump is reportedly planning to roll out a new proposal as soon as today aimed at addressing health care costs, spurred on by the expiration of Affordable Care Act subsidies. The subsidies are due to expire at the end of the year, the administration looking to head off a spike in premiums. A woman who, as a child, stabbed her friend multiple times in a bid to appease the fictional Slender Man character is back in custody. Morgan Geiser apparently cut off a monitoring bracelet and left a group home in Wisconsin over the weekend. She was located last night at a truck stop in a small town in Illinois, just south of Chicago. And a gold pocket watch that survived the sinking of the Titanic sold for more than $2.3 million at auction.
That's cool.
Thank you. The watch was carried by first class passenger Isidore Strauss and sold in England on Saturday. It was apparently recovered from his body after the ship sank in April of 1912. Strauss and his wife Ida were depicted in the movie Titanic as the couple who chose to embrace their final moments together.
Any word on whether this gold watch ever belonged to Dennis Hopper's father? No true romance fans out there. Okay, fine. It's funny if you know the movie. David, thank you so much for the update. I will not elaborate. Somebody texts in. The Democrats could have won this election with almost anyone else. Both parties put forward their absolute worst candidate, which is, you know, I think you can make the case in both directions for that. And yeah, that's why making it say that, you know, Kamala lost because, you know, you have too many sexists, you don't want to vote for a woman. Baloney. I mean, that's just, it's such an absurd thing that you would only say if you only hang around with people who reinforce the things you already believe, which it sounds like that's what Michelle Obama does, is only hangs around with other people who reinforce the mistakes she already holds on to.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump expected to welcome Ukrainian President Zelensky to the White House as soon as this week. Fox's Madeline Rivera has more on the effort by Secretary of State Marco Rubio to stop Russia's war.
A joint statement says there's now a refined peace framework after yesterday's talks. Rubio says they're working from an earlier document that the U.S. put together weeks ago with input from Russia and Ukraine, and that's notable after a bipartisan group of lawmakers said this was not a U.S. proposal.
Court date in Brooklyn, New York for suspended Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and former NBA player Damon Jones. Feds accused them of being connected to a mafia-backed poker and gambling scheme. And reggae singer Jimmy Cliff dies at the age of 81. Star since the 1960s, he carried the scent of Jamaica to a world stage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is a beautiful morning. We've got partly cloudy skies. It is 56 degrees right now in Pensacola. A decorated Marine getting a new lease on life. Marine Gunnery Sergeant David Post, who lost his foot to an IED blast in Afghanistan in 2011, was recognized Saturday by Homes for Our Troops, a nonprofit that provides mortgage-free adapted homes to severely wounded veterans. His new home in Navarre will feature more than 40 special adaptations to allow for full wheelchair access, including wider doorways, automatic openers, roll-under counters. The home should be ready for him by spring of 2026. The PNJ reports that Post said the new home will give him the freedom to live unrestricted and do more of what he enjoys, cooking for his friends and his family. The off-duty Escambia County deputy involved in a deadly crash in Perdido Key last summer is now facing felony charges. 58-year-old Gregory Nesmith was arrested on Sunday. He's been booked into the Escambia jail on two counts of vehicular homicide. He is being held without bond. The Florida Highway Patrol says its investigation wrapped up on Friday, leading to warrants for Nesmith. The crash happened July 5th. He was working off-duty security for the Floribama. Troopers say Nesmith hit two pedestrians in a crosswalk on Perdido Key Drive. 20-year-olds Nicole Moore and Jackson Cunningham, both from the Birmingham area, were killed. Nesmith has since resigned from the sheriff's office. Both families have also filed civil lawsuits claiming he was speeding at the time of the crash. Well, the Jubilee Renaissance Fair happened over the weekend in Milton at the Santa Rosa Fairgrounds. Attendees traveled back to the Middle Ages, enjoying traditional food, music, and entertainment. One of the highlights of the event was full contact jousting.
Thousands of people, hundreds of shows. It's all over TV shows, you know, Full Metal Jousting. It's everything is there. It's definitely the highlight that everyone comes looking for. And
tickets were $25, but there was a discount for people that brought a non-perishable food donation. All of those donations went to Food Raising Friends, which is preparing thousands of Christmas meals for students in Santa Rosa and Escambia counties. An 18-year-old cantonment man has been seriously injured after being hit by a vehicle on Highway 29 in Escambia County Saturday night. The man was standing in the southbound lane near Booth Lake Road when a white SUV driven by a 71-year-old Pensacola woman hit him. Troopers say the driver was unable to see the pedestrian and a dead dog in the roadway in time to avoid the collision. The teen sustained serious injuries. He was airlifted to Sacred Heart Hospital. FHP is still investigating that crash. Also, another deadly crash over the weekend. A Pensacola man has died following a single vehicle accident in Baldwin County. The 64-year-old was driving when his vehicle left the roadway and hit a tree on Barano Park Road north of Robertsdale. He was taken to Sacred Heart Hospital, where he died from his injuries. A passenger in that vehicle was also hurt in the crash and taken to Baptist Hospital. Alabama state troopers are investigating that crash. 735 at News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. We've got one accident that just happened on Creighton between 9th Avenue and Scenic Highway. Thank you for the heads-up tip about that. But other than that, there's no other accidents. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Expect about a four-minute delay. And Highway 90 southbound heading into Pensacola, about a five-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be looking at a decent day today with temperatures starting off in the 50s. We are going to warm up around 76 degrees for your afternoon, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. Going into your Tuesday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 78 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 68 degrees. Going into your Wednesday, high near 75 with partly cloudy skies. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
57 degrees, we've got partly cloudy skies. Your next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Universal's Wicked for Good has tallied an estimated $150 million domestically during its first 3 days in theaters. With international ticket sales, the film is set to surpass $226 million globally. Wicked for Good will continue to collect box office receipts during the Thanksgiving holiday. Apartments.com data says that across the U.S., the average rent for a studio apartment listed on Apartments.com in October was nearly $1,700 a month. A two-bedroom space had an average rent of nearly $1,900 per month. Airlines say a record 31 million travelers are set to fly over the Thanksgiving period between November 21st through December 1st. Airlines are hoping for a smooth holiday after thousands of flights were disrupted in the federal government shutdown this fall. United Airlines reports bookings for international trips over the holiday hit a record, up 10% from last year. Futures are moderately higher. On Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 364. That's Your Money Now.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants to spend every day at Play and Stay Pet Daycare while I'm at work. Good thing I can translate doggy. What's that? They're the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian? That's right. She says they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where she loves to play with her friends. Where are they located? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is located at 4220 Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Okay, come on, let's go. Good girl.
Down, set, hut. We're kicking off for the season at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether you're tailgating at the big game or sharing a meal with friends, it's always Sonny's. Enjoy the new fall menu with Maple Barbecue Smoked Turkey Club or Maple Barbecue Pork Burn Ends. How about some sweet potato waffle fries or even our new pecan pie egg rolls? And don't forget the platter of slow smoked chicken wings. Come see us at Sonny's with four locations in the News Radio area. Pace, 9th Avenue, Navy Boulevard, and Pine Forest. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
Exciting news. The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stores.
The city appears to be ready to
engaging podcasts and various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today. From News Radio 92.3. Informative. Local. Dependable.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio.
Here on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now, we have our congressman from Northwest Florida District 1, Jimmy Patronis. Hey, Jimmy, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, y'all. How are y'all?
Oh, we're doing great. By the way, happy Thanksgiving in advance, in case I forget to say it at the end.
Okay, I'll save you, though.
Oh. Fair enough. Do you cook? Who cooks in your family? You, your wife?
So it's funny. I asked Katie yesterday. I said, "Look, what do you want me to do regarding Thanksgiving? We're talking about going over to my brother's house, and we'll have all the family over there. But again, I think we talked about it the other day. I'm just wanting to know if I need to fry a bunch of turkeys or not.
But you don't know yet. You're still waiting to find out.
Still waiting.
Gotcha. All right. Well, you're the guy I should come to for advice.
Find out Wendy.
I've never done the fry. I just do it in a bag because you know it's easier, and plus it doesn't cost me $100 worth of oil or $50 worth of oil or whatever it's going to be.
That's right.
We got so much stuff to get to with you. I wanted to start with this: the 492nd relocating to Monthan Air Force Base from Hurlburt. As I remember this story, it felt like at the time Biden administration payback for Trump and or conservatives and or Ron DeSantis and or COVID and or God knows what, all these different things. It felt political at the time. But have you guys been able to make any effort to make this not happen?
So that's it. I don't know if there has been a change in what the Air Force is going to do. I do know that back in August, there was a modification to the EIS, which changed what all would be moving. A wise friend told me, who's been in the service a very long time, says that there's never been a movement of a mission in the history of the military that wasn't political.
Okay.
And I'm going to, go down swinging. A lot of the arguments that the Air Force has given for the move, some of which hold water, okay? But I just know the quality of life between Northwest Florida and out in the middle of nowhere near Tucson, Arizona. It's like comparing apples to oranges.
Go ahead.
I would like to try to give every chance I can to keep those missions here. And those families here, those 700-plus families here in Northwest Florida. But this is a decision that was essentially made in 2023 under a Biden administration. And on top of that, we don't even have Secretary of War Hegseth's force protection plan even out yet. So we don't even know what his vision is, if this complements his vision moving to 492.
Now, this particular operation, the 492nd Special Operations Wing, for people who may not know, and you please correct me if I'm wrong, because I was trying to get better information on this the other day, and I found it a little bit difficult. This is primarily the Draco, right? This is the U-28A, the crop duster that's been modified to operate for quite some time in with weapons, with surveillance. That's the particular platform that's moving. We're not talking about the gunships. We're not talking about the Ospreys. We're talking about that particular platform. And how many people are part of the 492nd? I couldn't get a good sense of that.
So it's primarily the crop duster. And I've told the secretary, look, I said, take the crop duster. that mission was never here in Northwest Florida, so we don't know any different. Okay, but don't take headquarters. Don't take the Osprey. The Osprey is supposed to be going. The C-130s are supposed to be staying. That was the modification.
The HQ and the Osprey are both part of this. Are part of this package.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. All right.
So we're not done. We're trying. I don't know. I have talked to the secretary about it. They're aware. The good thing about it is we're going to give one more good try to allow, today's time, today's global environment that we're in, to see if it has an ability to change the direction of where the 492 goes.
Okay.
My concern is we've got a whole different world with what's going on in Venezuela and South and Central America now that we did not have in 2023.
And this is it seems to me, as a civilian, this seems like a perfect platform for that environment. And, closer is better, right? Always closer is better. I wanted to ask you about the sudden, I know you hate to talk about this Epstein story, and so do I, but it was a massive, as a political story, regardless of what the underlying thing is and regardless of when the files come out or all that, the idea that something would be so incapable of being, promised by Trump, then unpromised, then not going to happen, then a couple of turncoats, basically in the Republican Party, force of title shift of all but one voting to release it, including you, and then a voice vote in the Senate, and then the president signing up. Like, I've never seen anything like this before.
I think when in talking to Speaker Johnson about this, I know what gave Speaker Johnson a lot of concern with this. It was one, how the bill was written very poorly. There were a lot of elements of the bill that weren't thoughtful if you were going to do some type of a release of doctrine action like this. So I know that was one thing, that because I think the speaker's biggest concern is the victims that potentially could be released that did not want to be released, and who those parties are, and are you going to re-traumatize those particular individuals all over again? You had some victims that were out there that were very outspoken, that wanted the documents released, and then you had those who we did not know that did not want it released. But I've been consistent since the first time. I don't know if we ever talked on the show earlier, but I talked about it. I did several television shows. I've said for months, release the files. I just want to get back to work because it was creating such paralysis in the ability for us to do anything in Washington, D.C. And I think that's probably where Trump ultimately had his head in this thing. He didn't like it. He was frustrated. And look, the president likes to be part of whatever decision is taking place. I think this was something that went back and forth because, again, Speaker Johnson is a persuasive person. He was concerned about people that did not want to be re-traumatized.
Which I think was why the one vote against it, right?
There's some graphic stuff in there, too.
Yeah, which is, I think, why the one vote against it was for that reason, this has got no protections for the innocent victims, especially if they were minors at the time and all of that. We're talking to Jimmy Petronas, our congressman from District 1, Florida. Hang on for just a second, Jimmy. Let's get traffic on the files with John Pickens.
Brought to you by the Apple Market, Pensacola's hidden gym, a sushi bar, coffee shop, art gallery, and butcher shop, all at 1021 Scenic Highway. Apple Market, Pensacola's favorite market. Just one accident on the big board right now, Cyanamid Road and Avalon Boulevard. I don't see any delays associated with this. Just wanted you to be aware. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Jimmy Petronas. Jimmy, this offshore drilling business has really got a lot of people very unhappy because, we go to Alabama and we see all the rigs and it's horrible. We, of course, remember the, Deepwater Horizon very vividly and the effect that it had in Northwest Florida. You do, too. And for the longest time, it seemed like we were in a golden, weird confluence because environmentalists didn't want offshore drilling in Florida and conservatives didn't want offshore drilling because of the Eglin test range. And now all of a sudden we're talking about new oil rigs out in the Gulf. This seems terrible.
I'm not happy. This particular issue, there was a variation of this in public comment back this summer. We wrote a very, clear-cut letter of why we felt like this was bad for Northwest Florida. Since then, where that particular proposal was out for public comment, the Department of Interior decided to release a new map last week that now takes up basically the whole entire heart of the Gulf, probably about maybe a third to 50% of the Gulf test range. And then so when we get into this somewhat finger-pointing, because there's a significant number of missions that take place underneath the water. But because, and I'm not sure if I'm breaking any laws, and I keep on being told, oh, there's all these missions that take place underneath the water. I've been told that over and over and over, but evidently nobody will come out and publicly say that they're taking place underneath the water, because you shouldn't be talking about whatever particular missions could be under research or top secret or under secret or confidential. So, I mean, so this is kind of like a little bit of a chicken. We don't want it to protect the test range, but we won't be public about it because we don't want to admit that something's taking place under the water. So this is we did meet with the Department of Interior last week. They are still moving forward, and we will have a hyperlink that I will get to you later where the public can go and contact. Okaloosa County already came out. The County Commission wrote out a former county resolution advocating against. I talked to Mike Kohler earlier this week. He's doing the same thing in Escambia County. So we do need advocacy to come and step up and let people know publicly through this public comment period to let them know your concerns.
Yeah, I mean, I get the desire to have more oil, of course, but like Trump and Hegseth, and I mean, this is a 100% no-brainer. Don't mess with the test range. That stuff is vital to our military development. So I just, and even the part like I had never heard about the underwater stuff, that's news to me. So I, you know, but even just if it was over the air, same basic concern. So we'll see. I suppose, you know, the game's not exactly over just yet. I wanted to ask, since we're kind of in the military realm a little bit, I was really troubled. I mean, I did not love what the Democrats put out as far as, you know, disobeying illegal orders, but that's just true. I mean, the UCMJ, you know, you're not supposed to obey an illegal order. I wish they would have specified. I thought they were all cowards for not specifying which order to disobey, nor were they willing to specify what they would do to protect people. So that was a flaw in the video. But for Trump to call it seditious mm-hmm. and treasonous and, you know, death penalty stuff, and I know he's, you know, he's hyperbole all the time, but that really bothered me, too, because I thought, no, the commander-in-chief needs to understand that he can't give illegal orders. Like, that should be a no-brainer, too.
Yeah, I think, and the White House has walked back the comments that the president has made regarding that. But I think as the Democrats went out there and decided to spin things up, you know, of course, Trump sees it. And I think the one thing that probably got Trump elected is the fact that he doesn't have a filter. And so sometimes that lack of a filter and the reality that he speaks his mind when his issue is approached and when he's questioned is what triggered those type of responses. And where sometimes they have to, you know, kind of, well, it didn't really mean that way.
Somebody comes in and talks to him and says, sir, let's do this a little differently. You know, something that's come up here locally, I don't know if you've even heard about this, and if you have and you have comment, great. If you don't, that's fine. I want to press you. But Mike Kohler, and in a conversation about, public beaches and customary use and Perdido Key, has raised, which I know you're very familiar with where you live, but, you know, same over here. At least I assume so.
Sure.
Mike Kohler has raised the prospect of maybe asking the federal government to transfer Johnson Beach to Escambia County. That seems like, I mean, like a never will happen kind of thing. But have you heard about this? It would have to go through you guys, basically. You know, Congress would have to make this happen. But have you known anything about this, thought about this at all?
And so Mike has reached out to me. He says he's got a stack of things he wants to go over with me. I'm now that you're saying this, I'm certain this has got to be one of them. But what we've been focused on, at least more recently in our chats have been, you know, dealing with the potential threat of offshore drilling. And he's been just really helpful because we'd like to get the county commission up to speed. But I have not had a visit with this specifically to him.
Okay. All right. I was just curious if you did, because it's, like I said, they've been talking about it a little bit, but I'm sure after you talk with him, we'll know a little bit more. Last thing, yeah. The House totally reams the Senate on this $500,000 phone call records thing, this giveaway to these senators. Is the Senate going to go ahead and undo that? Do you have any indication?
So, I mean, this was, I think it was the first bill that I've seen pass at the House unanimously.
Yeah.
Because you know, we felt like this was something that was, wasn't agreed to, but then was put in a must-have bill. So I think what you'll now see is we will have a bill that we've sent over, and at some point we'll probably end up expecting something in return from the Senate as part of the negotiation, or the Senate will come back and be agreeable to this. It caught everybody surprise, and like I said, even the Speaker was adamant that we step up and send a message via legislation back to the Senate with unanimous support of every Democrat, Republican.
Yeah, and like you say, I think this first bill we've seen that's been unanimous across the aisle, that's, you know, it's a very, very clear right. statement. Well, Jimmy Petronis, as always, thank you so much for the time. He's our congressman from Northwest Florida District 1. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I'm just going to plug JimmyHelpsYou.com is a new, easy-to-remember website that will take you straight to us. I've been telling a lot of folks, there's a lot of things that we can do, but you've got to sometimes reach out to us for us to be able to help you. So just check out JimmyHelpsYou.com and just reach out and let us help your constituent issues.
Very good. Thanksgiving. Yeah, and it forwards right to your patronus.house.gov at the moment. I don't know if you have other stuff that you're going to build onto that portal, but it's a very easy way to find Jimmy Petronis. JimmyHelpsYou, YOU.com. Yep. Jimmy, again, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
See you. Thank you.
You bet. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Sienemid Road and Avalon Boulevard. No delays associated with that. They're off to the side of the road. Let's see here. I-10, I-110, Highway 29, they all look good this morning. I'm John Piggins with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, and by the way, I got a note in here from Commissioner Wright, chairman of the Santa Rosa County Commission now, that there's going to be an agenda item on the resolution for offshore drilling on December 8th coming up in 2 weeks when they have their next meeting. So good news. Good news about that. I'm Andrew McKay.
Love is in the air at Anderson Subaru during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or you can choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $215,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Share the love and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation per new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
Journey through a classic story of small wonders and big dreams.
Not a second can we spare, cause it all comes down to Christmas.
As one of America's favorite Yuletide movies comes to life. Ralphie, his family, and best pals. Live on stage. We triple dog dare you to miss the smash hit A Christmas Story, the musical.
Coming to the Sanger Theater in Pensacola December 2nd and 3rd. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Running a business is tough, but getting connected shouldn't be. Data Revolution is making it easy with free installation of phones and network upgrades. Whether you're opening a new office or upgrading your current setup, our expert team handles everything fast, reliably, and with zero installation fees. Search Data Revolution today to schedule your free installation and see our over 70 five-star reviews. Data Revolution is helping your business stay connected.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
You remind me that money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Good morning, 7:58 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp will be setting a special election date to fill Marjorie Taylor Greene's seat soon. The Republican congresswoman surprised many when she announced on Friday that she would be resigning from Congress effective January 5th. Green said her feud with President Trump over the Epstein files and threats to her family's safety were the driving factors in that decision.
All right, very good. Yeah, it's kind of a sudden thing, you know, that, a lot of people speculate she's going to run for higher office. Maybe president, maybe governor, maybe mayor or something. Could be any level, I suppose. All right. Hey, by the way, just FYI, we are here all week, every day. Thursday, we work from 6 to 9 live. Friday, we're here during Black Friday from 5 to 9 like normal. You're